Speaking of a guy whose birthday should be a national holiday, but it's not, Bob Johnson. He is the sheriff of Santa Rosa County. Sheriff Johnson from the back deck on Labor Day. Unbelievable dedication. I appreciate you being with us. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks, Andrew. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. How were things over the weekend? Quiet? Any problems? Anything we don't know about?
No, nice and quiet in Santa Rosa County. That's just the way we like it.
I appreciate that. Okay, so you're going to laugh at me for this, but and I know it's not exactly your responsibility, but I'll still tell you. So we bike a lot, you know, and we're biking Santa Rosa. In fact, we're biking over almost to the county line south of I-10 is where we were at this weekend. Oh, my God, the number of loose dogs. We get, I mean, I haven't had to do anything to a dog yet, but there's been a couple of really close calls. It's a problem.
Yeah, we get a lot of calls for that, too. You know, animal control responds out as much as they can. But I think Santa Rosa County, we don't run animal control, but I think they only have like 4 people to do the entire county. So they're pretty, they stay pretty busy.
Yeah, and it's hard to compare one versus the other, but I was trying to remember, like, how many times did this happen when we were in Escambia County, in the North End more, because it's more rural, but it's like 10 dogs.
Yeah.
On Saturday. It was crazy bad. Real, and, you know, it's just because we're in a rural area. It's just, anyway. Back to stuff that you do actually have control over. I know in advance you probably can't say too much, but I did want to at least give you a chance to address the situation with Scott Haynes, who had prior disciplinary issues within the department. Whatever you can tell people, I'll let you give you a chance to tell people.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's an ongoing investigation by another law enforcement entity, so I can't really discuss it much, but I can just tell you, you know, if you look at our agency over the past 5 years that I've been sheriff, you know, we take care of discipline. So, you know, if one of our guys or gals acts out and does something, they get punished for it. And you make bad choices, you get bad consequences, and that's just basically what occurred here.
Is that, and I know it's not that common, but the, you know, having to discipline internally your officers, how frequent of a thing is that? And I don't just mean they make some mistake that's a training issue. I mean where they're really doing something that, you know, they definitely shouldn't be doing, where it's a problem.
You know, it's not that common. We're pretty blessed. We have probably 400 sworn, counting the deputies that work in the jail. And it's not very common. It's like you hear in the national news when an officer does something stupid on camera and we all get blamed for it. You know, less than 1% of the officers in this country, you know, tarnish the badge.
Yeah.
Less than 1%. That's better than doctors, lawyers. We take care of our own in that aspect of if you're a bad cop, we don't want you there. It makes us all look bad. And sooner or later, a bad cop's going to do something to where we can get rid of them. And, you know, unfortunately, we have to do that, not on a regular basis, but since I've been sheriff probably in 5 years, firing law enforcement officers and correctional officers, probably in 5 years, maybe 15 times at the most, maybe I'd say closer to 10, probably.
Yeah,
and it's not very common.
And it's, as you say, it's the very few that make for the vivid news story. Just like when you watch, you know, fictional accounts of police, it's the corrupt ones or the vigilante style or the incompetent ones that creates an expectation which just isn't borne out by the reality. And it's, you know, it's hard to tell the good story when things go right, because when things go right, that typically doesn't, you know, we try to focus on the good as much as we can, but that's not really going to grab the headlines most of the time. Hey, speaking of good things y'all are doing, do you guys have any anybody over helping out with Ida relief or law enforcement because of the hurricane?
We do. We have a team in St. Charles Parish right now. They got there a couple of days ago, and they're doing a great job. They're working a day shift over there. I keep getting updates and pictures. I just got a picture of one of my deputies, Deputy Ramirez, holding an alligator. So it's a little different kind of law enforcement over there, but hey, they're helping as best they can.
I really hope you're going to – you haven't put that up on Facebook yet, but I hope you will post that on social media as soon as you can.
We will. It'll probably go up no later than tomorrow.
All right. Santa Rosa deputy policing an alligator. Well done. Post-hurricane, you never know what you're going to get. But that's the point is you got – you know, there's a lot of need for just ordinary policing control in an environment like that, right, which we know well from here.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, there's a couple of parishes that are near where we're at over there that lost their entire fleet of vehicles. So some of our downed vehicles that, you know, we're taking offline because of mileage, we're going to take those over there as well. And, you know, you just got to help as best you can, because as you know, 2004, it killed us. It took the top off our jail, and just, we were in dire, dire straits. And we had some guys from Louisiana come over and help in South Florida, Georgia, Alabama. And, you know, you just got to take care of each other.
That's so okay. I didn't live here during Ivan. I did not know that the Santa Rosa County Jail had the roof ripped off during Ivan. But I mean, I'm not surprised to learn. Yep. I didn't know that as a fact. So, Sheriff, when we talked to Chief Deputy Tucker last week, I was asking him how we're doing on the rollout of the cameras, and it seems like we're just about there or almost there. And I know you had not been real eager to do the cameras, but given a variety of circumstances and the availability of funding, you know, you thought maybe this will work out. What's your reaction now that you've got them? Are you pleasantly surprised by better than you expected? What's your take?
Yeah, actually, I'm pleasantly surprised. It's a lot easier process than I thought it was going to be, number one. And number two, you know, the reason I didn't want them to begin with was, at first, Florida didn't have a public records law to really address body cameras. So when they first started rolling out, if I went into your house for a domestic or whatever, that's a public record. Anybody could just say, I want to see the video, and they could look all around the inside of your house. Hmm. And I was definitely not okay with that. But then they came out and they fixed all that. So now it's we can redact a lot of things out of the video before we send it out as a public record. So, and so far, actually, the deputies are being very positive about it as well.
Well, that's always good. It's good when you know, sometimes people don't love the change when it comes, but if they're happy about it after the fact, we'll take that. One thing I wanted to ask you about, I know in Escambia we've had a lot of task force cooperation with federal agencies, a lot of big profile arrests recently, a big marijuana bust recently, numerous warrants served and arrests made in the last week. Has Santa Rosa, have you guys been doing anything like that, or have you been participating in these task forces in particular?
Yeah, we have been participating in that big drug arrest. Our narcotics unit assisted with that, as well as all these arrests, the Marshal Service. We have people on those task force, and also that big arrest, drug arrest. We actually had our SWAT team serve a couple of search warrants as well to assist. So, you know, we help Escambia out and the Marshals as much as we can, because we know when we need help, we ask them, they come over and help us as well. So it's kind of, you know, a brotherly thing.
Yeah, once again, that interagency cooperation, especially in this area with the feds, it's really nice to see some of this stuff coming to fruition. Hey, last quick thing I'm going to ask you, you know, you get to make some policy sometimes as the elected official. You get to, you know, take a position on things that maybe other people feel like they should sort of defer a little bit on. So this is a question I wouldn't ask Shane Tucker, but I will ask you. Texas recently legalized open carry, unpermitted open carry of handguns. This is something I've advocated for years, having lived in some open carry states. But you're the sheriff. You're the one who has to deal with these things, you know, in the grocery store and on the street, so to speak. Do you have a position? Is there a preference? I know you don't get to make that law, but of course it would affect your folks. What do you think?
Well, you know, my big thing, and everybody knows I'm a Second Amendment guy. I tell everybody that, you know, if you can get a concealed weapon permit, get it and carry a gun in Santa Rosa County. We love that. But with the open carry, my big question to everybody who's wanting it is why? What? I mean, I don't understand. If I'm in Walmart, I'm carrying concealed, and you're standing next to me and you're carrying openly, and a guy comes in with an AK-47, he's going to shoot you first. You're the first to go. He's not going to know I have a gun until the first bullet hits him, and then there's going to be five or six right after that. So when people say open carry, I just, why?
I'll give you my answer. My answer, it's inconvenient to conceal it as opposed to carrying it on my hip. Mm-hmm. And also, frankly, I always feel uncomfortable about how, because I'm a smaller guy, do people know I'm carrying? Can they see it? I'm conscious about that, which I feel like that's going to get me in trouble if I've got a permit to carry, which I know it won't, but I've got that feeling. Whereas if I can just open carry, then I don't have to go through all that. And I would carry 100% of the time open carry, when I'll be honest, I sometimes choose not to conceal carry.
Well, and, you know, the only thing I would say to that is, you know, get over the uncomfortable feeling. I mean, because I carry concealed all the time, and I'm not a big guy either. But here's the thing. Even if somebody says, oh, my God, I think he's carrying concealed, and we get out there, we're not going to prone you out and take your gun and then check you for a permit. I mean, it doesn't work that way. Now, if you're flashing a gun around, that's a whole different animal. But when it comes to open carry, I open carry in uniform, and, you know, it makes you a target. It really does. I mean, if I'm a bad guy and I'm wanting to do some bad things and I see a guy with a gun and you don't know I have a gun, you got to have a pretty serious reaction time. That's why cops usually die in ambushes, because it's a reaction to an action. And that action is bullets coming at you already. And sometimes, you know, unfortunately, if the dirtbag's good at what he does, he can kill somebody before they can pull their gun.
Well, that's fair, and that's why I wanted to have the conversation, because I was curious what you would say, and you know, that's all very interesting. And I think this is what people need to hear too. So it's good for them to hear the conversation.
Well, and you know, if they passed it, like I said, I'm a Second Amendment guy. I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to go, oh God, our society's coming to an end. It's open carry. I mean, if the lawmakers think that's the thing to do, hey, it is. Put it in. We'll take care of them. Same way as usual.
Absolutely. Well, Sheriff, I appreciate your candor on the topic and giving me and I'm sure other people something to think about. I appreciate that, and always appreciate the work that you do. Look forward to talking to you again soon, Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff, sir. Thanks again for the time on Labor Day. I appreciate that.
Take care, Andrew.